Abinazal spoke about this many times, about his great Madrega, and of course we stress that it doesn't require repeating. Yet, just as a reminder, Abinazal spoke about his Aliyas, how high he had risen, how superior he was in religion, knowledge, and tzidkus as a tzaddik emes. That was never said, chas v'shalom, as a boast. It was never said, chas v'shalom, that he gaiba, chas v'chlidia. So Abinazal had already conquered and overcome all the evil midas. So he had reached a degree of anivus that was so great, that was characteristic of Meshe Rabbeinu's anivus, where Meshe Rabbeinu could write the Torah, Vayish Meshe Onav Yad Mikol Hodom. Meshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah that I am the greatest Onav of any person in existence, without feeling any sense of conceit because of that, any haughtiness. This was the Madrega Rabbeinu's, to speak about his greatness without feeling any trace of haughtiness at all. Nosazal says that when Abinazal spoke about his greatness, he said, but I struggled. I worked very hard at it. I fasted very much. I devoted my life to serving Hashem and giving every ounce of strength that I had put into it. Abinazal's motive in saying this was one reason only, to create an incentive for those that were listening that they too should have kinas seferim, in the sense they should envy Abinazal, they should want to emulate him, they should try to strive to become tzaddikim also, if not as great, but at least to become much greater than themselves. This was his main motive in speaking about his greatness. Abinazal said that this was all due to work, to abstaining from any type of material desires, abstaining, of course, from food. Abinazal broke the taivas achila. He ate very, very sparingly, fasted many times, ate sparingly when he did eat, and it was purely due to effort. One time, there was one person who said to Abinazal, who could ever reach your madrega? After all, you have a very high, a holy kind of neshama. You only Hashem can reach that Madrega, not an ordinary person. Abinazal was very irked at this statement, very peeved. And he said, that's your whole fault. Your whole error is that you imagine that the greatness of tzaddikim is because they have very great neshamas. And neshamas are holy when it came down to earth, therefore they rise so high. The truth is that it is not so at all. Every person, no matter how low his neshama, no matter how low he is, can rise to the highest madrega, can even become exactly as great as I am. These are the Abinazal's words, exactly as great as I am, if he tries, if he works, if he abstains from physical pleasures, and if he is sincere, if he does not stop, and if he does not lose hope in the middle, because every person must have yididus. Abinazal himself said that he had countless times that he fell back again and again, and he was drawn close to the point of giving up hope, but he held on very tightly, came back again in the face of this battle, attacked again and again until he broke through. Broke through once, and the second time to a higher level. Each level he had to reach meant a new battle, a new war, but striving without pause, without stop, and putting every ounce of strength of self into it, this is what made him succeed. And he said, this is the key to the success, is only the amount of work you put into it.